The following podcast is brought to you by the Jonas Podcasting Network, found exclusively at WrestlingWithJonas.com.
This is Brad Marcus, and welcome to another episode of Toilet Side Wrestling Talk. Today's guest hails from South Carolina, and this former EMT made her in-ring debut in 2016. She trained at the Team Vision Dojo and has worked for such promotions as I Believe in Wrestling, Shine, NXT, Impact, and AEW Dark, just to name a few. So let's welcome today's guest, someone who knows their way around a car better than I know my way around my own body. I give you the American muscle mechanic, Amber Nova. So I'm sorry for the crude highlights package I put together. It was the best I could do.
No, that was nice. It was me and Christina Von Airy. I just wrestled her recently, just a couple months ago.
Yeah, California.
As soon as I saw the highlight, it just showed her come out and her entrance. I was like, oh, that's not me. And I was like, oh, it's this. You did that whole match highlight. That's cool. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. My pleasure. Okay. Let me get like one of the stupider questions out of the way. So up until a couple of days ago, are you from Hilton Head, South Carolina?
Yes. So actually I was born in New Jersey. My family's from Parsippany, New Jersey. I was born in Hackettstown, New Jersey. I moved around a little bit, but I grew up most of my life in Beaufort, Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. So I'm really kind of from Beaufort, Hilton Head Island. It's Beaufort County. It's all little islands. But I've been in Orlando for like 7 years.
Oh my God.
I say I'm from Orlando. I say I'm from Hilton Head, South Carolina. I'm from the garage.
but that all makes sense. Okay. Up till a couple of days ago, I thought Hilton Head wasn't even the name of a city. I thought it was just a resort.
No, it's Hilton Head Island.
Okay. Is there a resort?
No, it's an island. It's near Paris Island, which is a very popular military base. In the United States, and Paris Island is where Lacey Evans sure. from WWE, she trained as a Marine, and she's from the same town as me.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Okay. So it turns out it was a stupid question. So I apologize.
Look it up on any map or you could GPS.
No, I know. Again, as my wife says, I'm not very bright, but we'll move on. Okay. My next question, I just want to get out of the way. You love a Chevy, a 1973 Chevy Nova?
Yes, I do. I drive a 1973 Chevy Nova.
Okay. I have a few questions that I'm sure you always get. Why that car?
My dad had a 69 SS Nova growing up that he was restoring, and it was around my whole childhood. And I loved the Nova style, the body style.
Okay. Is there anyone you know that you love less than your car?
Is there anyone I know that I love less than my car?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I can name a few people that I don't like very much, that I like my car a lot more.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. And don't say their names because you could put your car in jeopardy.
Do you do
all the work on your car?
Yes. And my dad, he helps me. He's taught me everything along the way.
Do you work on your car like every day or?
Well, no, because if you work on your car every day, then something's wrong with it, right? And we don't want to have to work on our
car.
We want to be able to get in and go. So no, I luckily, thankfully, I do not. We've restored the whole thing. So, you know, just earlier, I jump in the car and I go. So rarely do I have to maintenance it. But just like anything in life, you have to maintenance to keep up with it. So I do maintenance, but not daily. Not
okay. Do you keep it in like, do you have like a nice garage for it?
I have a garage, yes.
Is it heated?
No.
Okay.
In Florida.
Oh, but you don't need a heated garage at that where you live.
Well, in Florida, it's hot, so we need air conditioning.
Oh, is there AC in this garage?
No.
Okay, so it's only.
I just have a fan, but most times, you know, it's not too bad.
So you learned everything from your dad?
Yes.
About.
And my mom. My mom kept up with cars with him as long as she could, too. Like,
really? Did your mom, like, have a love for cars before meeting your dad?
I don't know before meeting my dad as much, but, you know, they met when they were teenagers. They've been mm-hmm. together 30-something years, Jesus. 5 kids, still married.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. They really went for it.
Yeah.
So when was the first time you kind of, like, stumbled into it? That, you know, your dad's profession?
Oh, definitely. You know, growing up my whole life, I've been around it. I mean, riding dirt bikes, four wheelers, dad'd be out there restoring the classic car. And my first car mm-hmm. was a 73 Nova.
It's not the same one that you have today, is it?
No, this is a different one. I've had two.
Do you remember, did your parents buy that for you? Or did no, that I, you to save
oh, up? No, I bought it for myself. I grew up where if you want something, you work for it. Nothing's handed to you. You know, my dad's a mechanic. My mom worked at Blockbuster or she did other jobs, raising 5 kids. So money was tight. Money was very tight.
Were there, leading up to this purchase, how long had you been planning on that's what I'm going to save my money for?
Oh, a few years, probably like all throughout high school, teenage years. I was like, yeah, this is what I'm going to get.
So the day you drove off the lot or wherever, was it the greatest feeling?
Yeah, I was really looking forward to that journey.
Your dream car?
Yeah, and I, you know, fixing it up and, you know, it drove already, but I wanted to fix it up, make it better. And then I did, and then I sold it and I got my dream one that I currently have.
And you've had that just, would you say a couple of years?
No, this one I've had 4 years, 5 years,
oh.
4 or 5 years I've had this one.
And one follow-up, and then we'll move on. Are there any family members of yours that you love less than your car? You don't have to say who.
I guess.
Okay. No, I mean, I could rifle off 10 in my family. Easy.
You know, everybody has, like, family drama, right? But, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's family. I love my family very much. So,
okay.
You know,
okay.
I love my car very much, but to say yes. I like my car more than a family member, not my family, but there's like, yeah, there's people out there that I dislike that. Yeah. I definitely like my car more.
Nice. All right. Wink, wink.
That's I've never been asked that question before.
Oh, really?
No.
Okay. Okay. So in my research, you've wrestled, you know, what is it? South Africa, Panama,
London.
London, is wrestling different in each of those places as far as like the in-ring style and the audience? Are they different than what you would find here in the United States?
Yes and no. It's very similar, but the atmosphere, your people, the hospitality, the crowd, how they react. South Africa, I mean, Panama, London, they were all very, very welcoming.
Mm-hmm.
Panama, they were so great. They even gave me my first ever thank you Amber chant at the end of the match. It was a three-way with two other girls from Panama. I was their first, you know, American girl they wrestled. It was really an incredible experience. London, they chant. They like to chant and sing. Really, really good crowd. You know, I just have good things to say about everything, all my experiences.
Is it amazing people chanting your name?
It's humbling. It's very grateful. You know, I'm very grateful that I get to live this life and this dream that, you know, not, you know, most people don't even go after their dreams and achieve them. So it means a lot.
So the first place you said where you wrestled in a three-way and then they chanted your name. Did you, was that shocking to you that they did that?
Shocking. Yes. Exciting, overwhelming, heartwarming.
Mm-hmm.
It was wonderful. It was wonderful. It was a hell of a match as three girls did. And it was a hell of a story and, that we told, and it was great. It was, I think, I felt deserving of it, and I was mm-hmm. very grateful for it.
Okay. Let's go into the past further back.
Okay.
You were one of five children?
Yes.
And where did you fit in age-wise?
So I am amongst one of five. Yeah, I'm one of five kids. I have an older sister, older mm-hmm. brother. There's me and younger twin sisters. We're all only a couple years, 1 to 2 to 3 years apart in age.
Oh, so your parents just got it over.
They just
with
got it all
quick.
Out of the way.
Very smart. Very
they
smart.
They got surprised with twins at the end. So after three, the twins were a surprise, and then they were done at that point.
Wait, were the twins girls?
Yes, I have a younger.
Oh, so your brother was the only
boy.
Boy, yeah. Interesting. Now, who did you get along with the most?
I wanted to hang out with my brother and his friends the most. My brother did not want me to hang out with his friends.
Did you guys get along without friends there, like, you know, in the house and stuff?
I had middle child syndrome. It was the older sister. She's off doing her thing. The only boy off doing his thing. My younger twin sisters were all, you know, twin language, the two of them.
Yeah.
I definitely had middle child syndrome. I had to get creative when I was bored. So I always got into some kind of trouble. but yeah, so I guess my younger twin sisters, because they're a little under 2 years younger than me.
Did between your siblings, did things ever get physical?
Oh, yeah. I mean, me and my brother would be wrestling in the living room, beating each other up, watching wrestling.
So when did wrestling first, like, do you remember, hit, you know, enter your orbit?
Oh, I was young. My dad always had it on, but maybe 10, when I can really, like, remember a lot of stuff. Probably 10.
But your dad had been watching it prior to this?
Yes.
Prior to that?
Yeah, he'd take us to shows growing up.
What was the first show you went to?
I went to Savannah Civic Center. You know, okay. I remember I saw, like, I watched, Rey Mysterio, Batista, Randy Orton. Oh. You know, I saw everybody growing up. I went to a few of the WWE events.
Did your dad, was he like a lifelong wrestling fan?
Yeah, he always watched, you know, Bruno Sammartino, Hulk, you know, all those guys.
And was this something like your sisters and your brother watched as well?
No, they didn't. My brother watched here and there, but I was the only one that was always, you know, at night watching with my dad every Monday night or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. And that was your guys' thing?
Yeah, they'd come to events just to have some fun, but they didn't really follow it or stick with it a whole lot.
Now, as you were growing up as a wrestling fan, was that something everyone knew that, you know, Amber's a wrestling fan, or is this something you keep to yourself socially? I mean,
no, I would be open about it, you know, like in middle school and high school about how I loved wrestling and mm-hmm. who were my favorites and, you know, watching it. But most of my friends, like, they did not watch it. So they just didn't care. I always stuck with it.
Were you a good student?
Yes, I was.
Well, which is going to lead up to a question. Did you play any sports in high school?
Yes, I played volleyball in middle school, and then I made varsity cheerleading my freshman year. I also was on a county cheerleading squad.
Oh, wow.
Stuck with that for a few years, and then it really wasn't for me, all the catty fake girl drama. So I kind of, not my thing. I played hacky sack in the parking lot with stoners. And
oh, nice.
Yeah.
Was gonna say, did you have a plan what you wanted to do when you graduated high school, or did your parents have a plan for you?
I wanted to be an EMT, so that's what I did. I went to college right away and I jumped on an ambulance for a few years, but really it just nagged at me, this wrestling thing that I have to try it. And so I did.
So when did you, remember, like, when you're like, you know what, I'm going to find a trainer?
Yes. I was, researching schools, and, WXW had came up, and depending on where I was living and financially what I could afford, I looked up some schools and I picked one and I joined and I stuck with it for a good bit. And then, you know, I got more and more successful where I could leave that school and go other places. And so, you know, that's the idea.
Is it intimidating, like, showing up for your first day of formal training?
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing, like anything in life, it's going to be intimidating because it's out of your comfort zone. Mm-hmm. But if you stay in that comfort zone, you know, you never grow. So anything that's brand new to people, people don't like change, but you have to leave that comfort zone to grow. So yeah, I mean, it's always, you're going to get a little nervous, but you just have to be brave.
Had you ever been in a wrestling ring prior to your first day?
No.
Was that, like, as a wrestling fan, was that really cool?
Yeah, I was excited. I was nervous. I didn't want to get hurt. You know, I don't want to break my neck. You know, let me just see if this is something I can do. And if not, I was going to go back to being an EMT, but I moved to Orlando, Florida, just, you know, all by myself, just to pursue this.
And were your parents very supportive of that?
They still are. They were then and they are now.
And do they ever, are they in South Carolina?
Yes, but they're making the move to Florida.
Oh, nice.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
Wait, like real close to where you're going to, like where you live?
Yeah, they're going to move to the same area, like close to me somewhere. Yeah.
Was that a discussion?
Or it's, I mean, the health insurance, the state, the beaches, the people, it's so great down here. And, you know, the rest of my siblings are all in South Carolina still. So trying to come down too.
Yeah, you won the sibling competition for your parents' love and affection.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big deal, like moving from there to there. Have they ever seen you wrestle in person?
Yes. Yes, they have.
The first time? Was that a real special
occasion? They loved it. It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Did your mom cry?
I don't know if she cried.
Okay.
I don't think she cried.
Did you ignore them during the match, or like, was it hard to do?
No, you know, I looked out to the crowd and acknowledged them as much as I can.
I just want to back up a little bit. Prior to starting training, were you in good shape? And
yes. You know, I always ate healthy. I still do. I worked out, I had a fireman buddy, a partner of mine, taught me some really good ab workouts. So I'd always do amber abs. And so, you know, fitness has always been important to me.
So after your first couple training sessions, did you have to do even more, like, oh, okay, I have to start working on this now, like cardio or whatever?
Yeah, you know, I found my strengths and my weaknesses and what I need to learn and what I need to work on. And, you know, everybody still has that, even, you know, it's never ending. You can always evolve in this business.
Sure. And was it, when you started, was it part of like a group of people training for the first time, or was it just yourself?
I did a few private classes with some people. And then eventually after a few private classes, I felt more comfortable and I joined a big class, like 20, 30 people, and just kept it from like that.
So when did you start like thinking about your character? Like, what was the thought process behind that?
Yeah. So I thought, okay, I'm an EMT. You know, what can I really do with, you know, working on an ambulance? And then what can I really do with being a mechanic? You know, the daughter of a mechanic, I drive a badass car. And the mechanic thing just felt very natural. And then the fact that I drive a 73 Nova, people around town or even my fireman buddies be like, oh, you're the girl who drives the Nova. You're the Nova girl. So Amber Nova just naturally stuck.
Sure.
And I even like have the gimmicks today with all my merchandise. I have like these wrench pens.
Oh, they're
a little
cool.
Pen. They're magnetic. And they have a little magnet and they say ready for a tune-up, Amber Nova. And it's just like a little, you know, pen to sign.
Oh, that's cool. I like the fact that it has a magnet on there.
Yeah, you throw it on like your toolbox or your fridge.
Totally.
I sell these at events for like $5. I have grease rags, shop rags. You know, I wipe my hands when I'm in the ring, tuning the girl up. So I have all this gimmicky stuff, but it's real character and it's just natural to me. So, and my dad is, he's really proud.
How were you talking in front of, you know, a crowd of people?
I mean, I was nervous at first, you know, maybe overthinking it, but I actually was pretty confident. I felt like I had a lot to say. You know, I want to break that stigma with women and muscle cars and being asked every day when I go somewhere, if that's my boyfriend's car, or maybe if there's a guy next to me at a gas station, they'll ask him if it's his car, yet I'm right here. Like, no, I'm the one putting gas in it. It's my car. I don't even know that guy. He's a stranger. So, yeah, I have a strong character and a story to tell.
Yeah. And did you have your character in place for your first match?
I did. I used, so when I first started, like the wrestling school had me as a heel, as a bad guy. And, you know, I used a wrench and I used my shop rags and I would cheat. So I was a bad guy for a few years. And now lately I've been, you know, I guess it depends on who you put me up against. If I'm a bad guy or a good guy, or, you know, how many tools I have to pull out of my box to win.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most of the time though, I've been a baby face, and then on TV a lot with AEW when I wrestled Yuka, Sakazaki, Rio, the two top, like two of their really best Japanese women. Yeah. I was definitely more of the aggressor. I was definitely like more of a heel against these cute, adorable Japanese women. Those are my favorite matches in AEW. And I recommend anyone that, you know, isn't familiar with my work to YouTube those, AEW Amber Nova.
Oh, for sure. And I'll put some links in the description to those matches. How often do you find you're adding to your move set?
What do you mean by that?
Like, you know, like your toolbox of moves.
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm always creating. Mm-hmm. I'm always trying to do something new. If I see that this girl does that, well, I don't want to do what she does. I want to be different. I want to do something different that makes it unique. I don't want to do the same thing as everybody else. So I'll always be in my creative mind going, well, what can I do that's different? And then what can I call it that relates to me? So I have like my signature head scissors, turnbuckle smash. You know, I pop up, use my legs to snatch their head, pull their head into the top turnbuckle. I call that the tune up. I got a Nova light suplex, Nova driver, just, you know, drive their head right into the mat. Like a few things like that. So, I mean, I'm always evolving for sure. You have to.
In that sense, is it a lot of pressure or stressful to promote yourself on social media and get booked? Is that something that you're like constantly thinking about?
Well, of course, like it's going to be a lot of pressure. Today's world is not like it was when we were growing up as kids or my parents, where social media wasn't a thing. Yeah, you really have to work hard. Because if you don't, there's plenty of other people that want your spot. So I do stay active, trying to get myself out there to multiple states. And now that restrictions are gone with the COVID rules, I'll be hopefully going to Canada to wrestle soon. I've been talking to a couple promotions off and on. So, yeah, I mean, what you put in is what you're going to get out.
Sure, sure. So are winning championships, I mean, I understand those are important, but is there anything that's more important than winning championships?
Yeah, having a contract to a TV company and being on TV weekly, making that company money. And you can make that company money and be on TV weekly and contracted without a championship title. Mm-hmm. Not everybody can be the Charlotte Flair, right? Yeah. Not everybody can be the world heavyweight champion. But we can all make this company money. We can all be characters and play roles. And that's where the big picture is.
Yeah. Can you tell me about your relationship with Scott Hall?
Yeah, I met Scott. God bless him. I met Scott my first year through other people that knew him in the business. And he loved my gimmick. And he'd call me up every now and then and talk to me. He's still doing the car gimmick and chat. And he was a sweetheart. Yeah.
And is that something that was like a big deal in you know, just not even just your career, in your life? Like,
yeah, I loved watching him. And, you know, to meet him and him take a liking to me, it made, you know, just really helped me 100%. He was fantastic person. He cared a lot.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever wake up, you know, on the day of a show and like, I got to work tonight? Or is it always like you get up and like, oh, I'm so excited for, you know, the show tonight?
Oh, I mean, maybe sometimes my body's a little achy, but my mind is like, I am grateful that I'm this healthy. I'm in this good of shape. Yeah, mm-hmm. Your body's going to ache here and there, but that's, you know, you maintenance it. You do what you have to do to stay maintenance. But no, I wake up with a blessed and grateful heart every day that I can't believe I'm traveling to Texas this weekend, North Carolina next weekend. I'm here this weekend. I've been to these many countries. I'm very grateful.
And have you had the talk with your parents where they've said, we are so proud of you?
Yeah, they tell me. And it means a lot, you know, because what I went out on a big, you know, limb, like I just all gas and no brakes and went to Florida, you know, for a huge dream that I didn't know anybody. I had no connections and I built this brand all on my own. And I am, you know, my sisters always said how brave I was. You know, if I set my mind to something, I always would do it.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people, you know, they don't even try. And that's where you fail, by not even trying. So I encourage people to do that.
When you left South Carolina, driving down to Orlando, did you have anything in place as far as a place to live or?
Yes, I did.
Okay,
I had a place
okay.
to live. I did
was
not
it
have
lonely
job.
At first?
What's that?
Was it lonely at first?
Like, oh, yeah. I didn't know anybody. I had no friends.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was definitely rough. You know, I had to start new.
Mm-hmm.
I had to always, you know, watch my back. I was by myself.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want like some big mouse coming up from behind you. You know what I mean? Something crazy. Like,
yeah.
Have you gone to Disney World because you've been down there?
Yes. My first time at Disney, I was 22. Oh, and my parents, like I said, you know, my dad was a mechanic. There were five kids. They couldn't afford a lot. Like, mm-hmm. so like anything I've ever had, I've always had to work and earn it. So I've been to Disney a handful of times. I actually, fun fact that not many people know about me. I don't even know where the pictures are. They're probably like, I have no idea. I drove the Kilimanjaro Safari bus in Disney's Animal Kingdom. They're 32-foot long diesel trucks that you drive through the safari with all the animals. And I was like little Tarzan Jane Doe. Like,
oh,
and
wow.
I memorized all the facts about the animals. And I had a truckload of people. I drove through the safari. I did that for like 2 months just so I could get really the perks and get my family and have all the fun. And then I got my bartending certification and I started bartending in Disney Springs till wrestling and modeling picked up. And I didn't go back to being an EMT because working on an ambulance was just not realistic. 24-hour shifts and shows. It wasn't enough money. That's a fun fact that a lot of people don't probably know about me.
Thank you for sharing. Okay, I'm looking at the clock. We're running up against the clock.
We'll start wrapping it up here and there, yeah.
Yeah. Can I ask you 5 non-wrestling related yes or no questions?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever slept in your car for consecutive nights?
For a wrestling show by myself? No.
No.
Not by myself, no.
Okay, that's fair enough. Are you a fan of earwax extraction videos on YouTube?
No.
Okay. For $8.9 million, would you change your ring name to Eagle Beak Brad Marcus?
I would change my ring name for less than that.
Really? Oh, okay.
You just told me $8.9 million?
Yeah, change it to my name with a not flattering description of my face.
Oh, I didn't understand you were making fun of yourself.
Oh, no, Eagle Beak Brad Marcus. That's me.
Oh, yes, I would. I would do that for even less money.
Would you do it for $5.9 million?
Yes. That's a lot of money.
Have you ever eaten farmer's cheese?
No.
Do you know what farmer's cheese is?
I'm guessing it's more of like organic dairy.
It's like, so one day I went to my in-law's house and my father-in-law's like, he has like cream cheese and like sour cream and like cottage cheese, and he's mixing it all together, and it's making my stomach turn at the time. And then he goes and puts a little dish down for the cat. I was like, oh, he's making for the cat. And then he takes the rest of the bowl and sits down and eating it himself. Probably one of the most disgusting substances I've ever seen. I wouldn't even give it to my cat, and I hate cats. All right. I'm sorry about that.
No, you hate cats?
Yeah.
I'm a cat person.
You know, like so is my wife.
That's the leopard
print. Oh, yeah, totally. So is my wife, but I got her into dogs, and we just got a puppy, but she had asked me, like, can we get a cat? And I said, cats don't like the pitch of my voice. I'm also scared of cats because I've been attacked by several. I've also been bit. Yeah. They don't. It's my voice when it gets high. I think drives them insane.
Do you watch Impractical Jokers?
Of course, every single night.
I've been watching those guys since like 2015, and I'm such a right when the show came out. And so I'm guessing you see how like scared of cats Sal is, and how like
totally.
She loves cats.
totally. Single with two cats. I remember like I was on a cruise with my wife one time, and we were in a room. There's no TV. I'm like, all right, let's just leave it on this thing. Uh-huh. That would be my, if I get stuck on an island and I could bring like one television show or set, would be
it's such a positive, fun family. Like,
yes.
And it makes life. I just love how they all feel like family.
Totally.
And they all make life just seem not so serious. You know, it's nice.
Yeah. Oh, I love that show. Okay. Your final question.
Okay.
Do you ever dream in cartoon?
Ooh. I have. Really? And those are fun ones.
You don't have to tell me about them. That's your private stuff. But do you remember like vividly, like, oh, I was wearing giant gloves and giant shoes?
It's like Looney Tunes style.
Oh, really? Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good to know. Amber, where are you going to be wrestling next or appearing next?
So this Saturday, I will be wrestling at South Texas WrestleFest against Jasmine Allure. And then next weekend, I'm at WrestleCade at Ladies Night Out wrestling Tessa Blanchard. And that is WrestleCade weekend in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Next weekend, this weekend, South Texas.
Are you going to be with your family for Thanksgiving?
Yes, I will. I think my parents are going to come be visiting me.
Cool.
I can't plan things ahead of time too much. My schedule's really crazy.
Yeah. Wait, are you responsible for preparing, providing them with a turkey dinner?
We might just all do it together. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, cool.
I like cooking.
Would you wrestle on Christmas Eve or Christmas?
Oh, of course. Yeah. I could dress up.
Okay. Yeah. Totally.
I mean, you got to think in WWE or AEW, these guys are on the road, which is my main goal is a full-time contract. I want to be on the road all the time. I'm going to miss holidays and all that stuff. That's great. Like, I don't mind. I can.
Yeah. You're doing what you love.
Yeah.
And you love your car more than some family members we've established earlier.
Not family members. Maybe.
Oh, well, you were vague about it. You're vague about it.
I don't know. It's like one person that's not really like distant family.
Okay. Well, there's people.
Okay.
Out there.
People. There's like, there's not even a lot of people. There's couple people that, I guess I don't like them that much. So I definitely would pick my car over them.
Yeah.
Think about it. Peace and quiet. I pick the tunes. Open road. Sounds like.
Yeah. I guess you make a good point. I mean, I love my phone more than some of my family members, but I just won't name them. But it's the truth, unfortunately. All right. Anyways. Thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it, and thank you for the opportunity. But I probably won't talk to you before New Year. So, you know, I hope you have a great rest of your year in and outside the ring, and hopefully we'll talk again.
Thank you so much for having me.
It was my pleasure. Thanks, Amber.
Bye.
Bye.